This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, let's talk to Captain Mike Gallo. Mike, last week when we left, I gave you an assignment to talk about a particular client that started off with you and was not what you'd call a real experienced fisherman by any means, but has progressed to become quite proficient. Can you give us the story? We don't necessarily need the name if they want to remain anonymous, but tell us the story about him.
Well, it's a fairly generic name, this gentleman. We'll call him Jeff. Anyway, when Jeff started fishing with me, you could tell he had a lot of desire to learn how to fish. He just hadn't put in the time to become proficient at it. And I can remember vividly, we would be sitting at the dock, 8 or 10 people milling around, and the table's full of fish. We're trying to get them all together and take a picture of the fish so that the captains can begin cleaning them. And Jeff would be sitting off in the corner, just looking sad and dejected, you know, and I'd say, Jeff, how many fish you caught? And he might show me 2 fingers, maybe 3 fingers, and we may have 50 fish up on the table, you know. But over the years, he got better and better and better and worked at it and worked at it and worked at it and pulled out many a backlashes, you know, the whole deal. And before you knew it, may have taken 5 years, but before you knew it, you wanted Jeff on your boat because you knew he was going to fish hard, he was going to put the lure in the strike zone, and he was going to catch fish. So it's just like anything else. I've heard it described as 10,000 hours, and you can become an expert at whatever you're trying to do when you put in 10,000 hours. That seems like a lot, but 8 hours a day fishing or 6 hours a day fishing. And I have fished with this group since 99, so it'll add up. And if the desire's there, fishing's not rocket science. You know, learn how to work your equipment, put your lure in the right spot, be able to detect the bite, be quick at setting the hook, and the rest is dealing with Mother Nature. And hopefully your captain can bring you to areas where there's clean water, moving water, bait fish, all the things we talk about, and set you up for success. So it certainly can be done. It just takes time behind the reel. Pay attention to what you're doing and stay with it.
That's kind of how I thought your story would go, and I'm sure there's more than one Jeff out there that's done that over the years with you. Well, Mike, before you go, give us what you know, fishing Lake Pontchartrain, Bourne, the Mistigo, Biloxi Marsh. We got a little window here. You know, things kind of improved yesterday afternoon. It warmed up a little bit. The winds laid down. Water started to clear. Got a good tide range, and there's a 100% chance of rain tomorrow. But for today, somebody going out, what's Mike Gallo's best bet for success?
Well, there's some pockets of clean water down around the wall area, anywhere a couple miles, you know, either east or west of the wall, as well as the intercoastal waterway leading up to the wall. That's deep water, It's warm enough. It's in the low 50 range. Since yesterday, it may have cleaned up even more. But there's fish to be had. The first thing I would do would look for mullet. If I see some mullet jumping along the shoreline, then that certainly tells me it's the water quality that I'm looking for. Good oxygenated water, clean, and there'll obviously be bait fish in it. So you'd want to spend some time there. I would work from deep to shallow as opposed from shallow to deep, especially early in the morning. Later in the day when the sun heats the water up a little bit, those fish may move shallower. I would certainly expect more fish caught between lunch and sunset than I would see being caught between sunrise and lunchtime. So you don't have to get out there really, really early. Take your time. And it can be a productive day. I had a couple of guys go out yesterday that were scouting for a trip today, and they came across some speckled trout, some redfish, some bass. There's quite a few fish out there that are not as affected by the water temperatures like the trout are. So if you concentrate on the redfish, the drum, the sheephead, the flounder, first thing in the morning, try to catch your nose, and then as the temperatures warm up, the trout may get a little bit more aggressive, and you have a good day.
Well, I think you may have just improved a lot of people's chances of putting some fish in the boat today if they head out, and we thank you for that, Mike. And it was great seeing you at the Louisiana Charter Boat Association meeting and all the charter captains. You guys don't get a chance to get together very often, and that is one of the really good things that meeting presents. Mike, somebody wants to get you, you're on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, your site, AAofLA.com, and you're always willing to chat on the phone. Give them that number.
Sure, you can reach me at 985-781-7811. We're also on social media at either Mike Gallo or Angling Adventures of Louisiana.
Very good, Mike. Have a great one. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.